Specifically in regards to water and land conservation, I think we have been only moderately successful. As you know, Governor DeSantis recommended $100 million for water and land conservation through the Land Acquisition Trust Fund to support programs like Florida Forever, the Rural and Family Lands Protection Program, and the Florida Communities Trust. The budget recommended by the House and the Senate falls short of that at just $33 million. And what's concerning is that historic funding for Florida Forever and those programs was at $300 million. So if you think, you know, we got a third of the way, we're really only a tenth of the way where we need to be. So in many regards, if we are grading on a F through A scale, we're pretty low down into the E's or the F's.
The governor could potentially veto the budget and say, one of the reasons I'm vetoing it is because I want more money for conservation lands. Is that something that might happen?
I don't expect that would happen. I would have liked to have seen him make stronger statements about conservation funding throughout the process. I know that he did come out with that $100 million number and was strong about that. But I think that there needed to be more work from his team and working with Senate and House leadership to make sure that that was a priority for them as well.
What about other bills that have to do with land and water conservation in the Florida legislature? How has the legislature done when it comes to that?
I think the most discouraging one and the one we're the most nervous about is the large toll road bill, because it would have serious implications to rural communities and connected landscapes, which are so critical for protecting water supply, for ensuring that animals like the Florida panther and the Florida black bear can continue to move safely throughout our state and have the habitat that they require. It's the type of thing that is going to put us on a very bad path forward. I think you can see that Governor DeSantis has been very strong on Everglades and water issues, and we're seeing, you know, record spending for those things, and rightfully so. But those are trying to fix past mistakes that we made by altering the landscape and the way water flows so severely that now we're trying to catch up and putting literally billions of dollars into those projects. So the adage of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, I think, is very appropriate here, because these toll roads, if they get built in the way they're being proposed, could have some of those long-term devastating impacts on the natural environment. Maybe not on the scale of the Everglades, but there will be serious negative impacts from those.
And finally, I'd like to ask, what else can be done? What would you like to see future legislatures deal with when it comes to land conservation in Florida?
I think we need to have a significant and reliable source of funding to protect our water supply. That starts with conserving the land that surrounds springs and important water resources. Protecting water can't just happen after the water is polluted and it's being discharged into water bodies. It has to be done proactively through programs like Florida Forever. We're disappointed that conservation easements through the Rural and Family Lands Protection Program did not get any funding this year. We also need ranching and agricultural lands to be productive and viable in our state, because we not only rely on them for our human population, but those lands maintained by the ranchers and the farmers can help support clean water projects as well. So we really need to be putting the resources into conservation like the voters asked for in 2014 with Amendment 1, and really going along with that promise to protect some of those areas for the future.